You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin from Ascent Dental Solutions. Recently, I decided to improve my business, which consists of 14 dental practices in Western Massachusetts. I am a practicing dentist, and every day I have the trials and tribulations of every dentist. We have a large dental group practice and see over 100,000 patient visits a year. With that said, I had the ability to try to improve my business, and I decided, since we do an enormous amount of training, speaking, and coaching in my practice, that it would improve my speaking abilities and skills by joining the National Speakers Association. I recently went to my first annual meeting, and it was quite an eye-opener. But more important than even the meeting was the people that I met at that meeting. I was fortunate enough to come across Aidan Crawford, owner and creator of Short Circuit Media, and I'm happy to have him at this podcast to help him explain how we can help the healthcare profession and, in specific, the dental profession. What Aidan has done to help me with my business has been nothing less than extraordinary. Without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Aidan Crawford. Aidan, can we say a little bit about your business, how it got started, and what your goals are for the business?
Sure thing. Thanks for having me today, Dr. Kevin. My business is, it's kind of interesting. I come from a writing background. I got my start as a writer for entertainment covering music back in when I was in college. And I bounced around as a freelance writer for a number of years before landing a corporate job in communications, just as the internet was kind of breaking large. I was part of the first dot-com boom, which became the first dot-com bust, and there was a whole bunch of us frog marched out one cold February day. But because I had got my feet wet in the internet business, I was quickly hired on at one of the major insurance companies up here in Canada as their web marketing specialist. From there, I kind of grew my expertise on marketing on the web for a number of years, before realizing I didn't want to be working in financial services for the rest of my life. So I took a little pay cut and I went to work for an agency, a digital agency, as a content analyst. And from there, I started doing my own marketing. I learned the tricks and trades, or the tricks of the trade, at the agency. And then I went out on my own, and now I help other companies take care of their marketing online. What I found is that marketing is a unique skill set that most people don't come out of school equipped for. So they're likely to be, you know, I hate to say the word conned, but they're likely to be bamboozled by a lot of snake oil when it comes to marketing online. And people get upsold on things that they don't need to get upsold on. And my job is to come in and take a good look at a business, find out who their audience is, and help them get in front of that audience so they're not wasting their time and their marketing dollars.
Well, I can tell you, you certainly provide a tremendous direction and guidance for my business. I've seen tremendous results. I've seen that we as dentists often lack marketing and business acumen. Currently, the trends say that most dentists spend between 2 and 4% of gross revenues towards marketing. The average dental practice that's successful is generally around $1 million a year. That averages out to approximately $40,000 per year. Do you think those numbers are correct, or should they be modified, either increased or decreased?
I actually think that those numbers are correct. And I think there's probably an awful lot of your listeners who are spending a lot more than that every year. Because somebody once said, half of my marketing budget is wasted. I just wish I knew which half. And a lot of the times, people go to a conference and they hear, oh, you know, you got to be on Instagram and you got to be on all these different social medias. And they go home, they're all excited, and they sign up. And then next thing you know, they've got 15 different profiles across all these social media. They're not working any of them. And they're spending money to maintain them. And then they end up hiring experts to do the maintenance on them. And they're not seeing any return. And it becomes a vicious cycle where they just keep signing up for the latest new thing that they read about and is supposed to be the new marketing savior. But really, the core ideal of marketing hasn't changed. It's to find your audience, know where they are, and then get your message in front of them. And with dentists, a lot of times I'll see a lot of kind of even in my own personal relationship with dentists, I will see a lot of their marketing fall flat because they don't pay any attention to their website. So what happens is you go to their website and it's this flat website that could have been designed in 1995 and it hasn't really been updated since. And maybe it's because they get so much walk-in traffic that they don't need to market that way. But because they're not paying attention to that, they're leaving a lot of potential revenue on the table.
Aidan, along those lines, just to expand on this, on average, would you say that the dental websites should be updated daily, monthly, or yearly? What would be your recommendation?
Well, I'm going to make a couple of recommendations that everybody can implement fairly quickly and fairly inexpensively. I think if you have a dental website, the first thing you need to do is convert it to WordPress. It's a very easy content management system that's simple to manage. Somebody on your staff can manage it. You know, if you've got kids, your kids can manage it. It's a very, very simple content management system, but it's also very dynamic and infinitely scalable. So what that allows you to do is change things on the fly very easily so that you don't have to go back to a designer every time you need to make a change on your website. That allows you to actually update your website more frequently. And so there could be promotions for different things based on holidays. Maybe you want to start a blog and write and start blogging every week or so, and getting your content out that way so that people have a reason to come to your website. And also when they come to your website, make it easy for them to actually connect with you and make an appointment. And what I find is when I go to a lot of the dental sites that I have been to, I find them to be very flat, not very informative. They're more of just a bio of the dentist and an email address and a phone number. And, you know, I'm not even confident the email address goes anywhere half the time.
If you were to generalize young men and women trying to get into their own business and get their business going in the right direction, what do you think the cost and time in getting a WordPress website up and running should be?
Well, if I can get a WordPress website up and running in an hour or two, you know, they're very easy to install. But let's say that you're not tech savvy, and you just want to have you want to have somebody build it. My recommendation is to go to a site similar to Upwork.com or any of the kind of vendor sites and hire somebody. A lot of times overseas will build you a website for a couple $100.
Your company, Short Circuit Media, can do that. Or is that something that you would subcontract out, or you would do more of the management in the content, or actually the actual development of the website?
So what I offer, so it's a slightly different take on the question. So the initial answer that I was giving was for people that want to try and do it themselves. So, which I would encourage them to do. I think that I'm a lifelong learner, and I think that it's always in your best interest to kind of learn the technology, and WordPress is a simple technology. So, you know, I had a client that once told me, you know, I'll never take a nickel off somebody unless I can justify my value. And a lot of the times, I'll tell people right away exactly what they need to do. And if they have the time and inclination to learn to do it themselves, I encourage them to do it themselves. So I would say give it a shot if you've got the time to try and build your own website. The trick is in the content. Anybody can build a really, really nice website very quickly on WordPress. But if every page says coming soon, it's not worth a damn. So what we want to do, what my company does is we come in and we help create the marketing strategy around a website. So what is the content that's going to go in the website? How is it going to speak to the audience you want to reach? So it really is defining, again, back to those core marketing principles, defining your audience, and then you're crafting a message to get in front of the audience.
Now, is it true that putting video or video streaming on a website enhances the website success and improves the overall looks or cursory evaluations of the website from the public if there is a video streaming on it?
Well, it would depend. If you're a dentist, let's keep it in the world of dentistry, what kind of videos would you put on? So if the videos are something that are educational, maybe there's a video on how to properly floss or how to properly brush, or and you want to do these weekly videos, they are definitely valuable. The problem is you run out of content really quickly. If you say I'm going to commit to doing a video blog every week, well, is it really going to be worth your time? Are you going to see a return on your investment of doing that? Now, I could see doing a couple of instructional videos on how to do things so that you can make them a part of maybe a newsletter that you send out to your clients once a month. So you send out a monthly newsletter that has, you know, here's our dental video of the month, where, you know, we're going to show you how to do something properly, kind of a pro tip kind of thing. That would be something that would engage people and make them kind of click on your newsletter and get them back to your website. Every bit of content you create should really have a purpose.
Now, I can only speak from my own experience. Having multiple offices in Western Mass, we have had very positive response of doing videos that show what the location looks like on the exterior and interior. I've also found that people are very visual, and if they can see that the office looks very updated and they see an upbeat staff, that generally attracts people who are interested in aesthetics and up-to-date technology. Would you agree with that?
No, I think that would fall for me as into a kind of category of a commercial, where you're kind of going around and you're highlighting the what the practice looks like. And it is very visual, and people are very visual. My thing is, could you create that on a weekly basis? So what would be if you had that single video on a page on your website, what would be the attraction for somebody to come back the following week to view that same video again? So really having a video like that is a great thing to have maybe on your homepage to kind of give somebody a grand tour of the place. But I think if you want to have videos that attract people to the website and give them a reason to come back again and again, to again make so they can share them with their friends or family, get those referrals and that referral business going. I think you have to create new content on a constant basis, and that could be something as simple as, you know, the pro tip of the month, which is a video where you're showing somebody how to do something very practical. But I don't discount the tour videos either.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith are saying how they've had a wonderful experience. or just what's happened to me in the last week. I simply called a patient at night, which I've been doing for over 35 years, to inquire how they were doing after a surgical procedure. And this person actually wrote a note or a blog and sent me a beautiful email saying, in all their years of having dental care and treatment and health care, no one had ever contacted them in the evening to see how they were doing. Is that something you would recommend putting into a website?
Oh, yeah. I think testimonials are great. And that testimonial is a fantastic one. Somebody who goes out of their way to blog about your business or tweet out something great about your business, that's fantastic promotion. Fantastic. Because really, word of mouth is what your business is going to live and die on. If you have a reputation for quality service and customer and great high quality service for customers, you know, people are likely to recommend you. If I go into a dentist, if I have a plumber, it doesn't matter what kind of business it is, and everything seems strictly transactional, I'm going to be not very likely to recommend that person. Sure, they're very competent, but there's a million competent people out there. There's a million competent dentists out there. Who goes that extra mile?
If you were to talk to just about all healthcare providers, what would be their ideal patient? And I'm generalizing here, but in general, I believe it would be someone who doesn't have insurance. It makes them more engaged and a better patient and/or customer. But those people are few and far between. In my experience, most recently, patients will go to their dental insurance website, and they are making their selection based on the provider that the insurance company has listed on their website. Is there a niche that you could hone in on to reach what we would call the fee-for-service patients, the patients who seem in most cases most engaged because they are financially responsible for the care and service they receive?
Yes, and I think that, and this goes in part of your marketing budget, I would say that and I'm going to give an example outside of dentistry. My wife is a successful personal trainer. Yeah. And what she does is she does Facebook ads. So she has very targeted Facebook ads that are targeted geographically, very local. So as a dentist, the people that live within, you know, 2 or 3 miles of you are probably, you know, more likely to come make the visit to your office. You can actually create a Facebook campaign very inexpensively, like we're talking less than $20 to $50, that'll reach a significant proportion of people in the immediate area around you based on their interests. So based on their life events. So you can target people that have just had a baby, people that have just got married, people at different stages of their life on Facebook that are right around you. Because Facebook is an amazing medium to reach demographics that are very specialized and in the B2C world, because I don't believe it works very well for B2B businesses, but for somebody who is in personal training or dentistry, I think that Facebook ads are a way to reach any kind of audience you want, including the people that have just got new jobs. Maybe people who have just lost their jobs. If they've just lost their jobs, then maybe you can find those people who have just lost their jobs and who don't have insurance. So they would be the service for pay.
Aidan, if our listeners wanted to get in touch with your company, Short Circuit Media, what would be the best way to reach you and to learn more about what you do and how you can help them improve their practice?
Sure. So you could go to shortcircuitmedia.com. And, you know, if anybody's got any questions, they can send me an email directly. So it's Aidan, A-I-D-A-N, at shortcircuitmedia.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that they have about how to improve their practice. I got to tell you, I give 99% of the stuff I do away for free. It really just comes down to if you've got the time and inclination to do it.
Thank you for taking the time from your busy schedule. You can find the podcast on iTunes by searching under the name Dr. Kevin Coughlin, C-O-U-G-H-L-I-N. Aidan, thank you for your time and expertise, and I'm glad I was able to meet with you at the National Speakers Association Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. Aidan, do you have any last thoughts for our listeners?
No, I'm glad that you had me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with everybody. And again, just if you just put a little bit of effort into your marketing and think about where your audience is, that's where you should direct your marketing resources. Don't go too broad. Don't try and get a national audience. Stay local, and that's where the money is.
In closing, I'd like to thank Doug Foresta, who has helped me produce these podcasts, and you'll be hearing from him soon in future episodes. Again, Aidan, thank you for being on the podcast, and thank you all for listening. To learn more about my company, Ascent-Dental-Solutions, visit www.ascent-dental-solutions.com. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and thanks again for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.